Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos voskrese.
Istina voskrese.
So this is the feast day of St. James, the brother of John. They were together, Boanerges. And it happens to be read also, this reading happens to be read also today with the reading for the Monday of the third week of Pascha. And I think they kind of come together a little bit, but think all of Scripture comes together for me. You can almost take two pages of Scripture from anywhere, and I can find something that's common about them. But the healing of the king's servant is, the king officer's servant, or son actually, is wonderful. Because there are basically three kinds of healings that are occurring of people that are sick in the Scriptures. There's probably more, but these three showing three kind of levels of faith. That God meets us where we're at. I said yesterday, you got to give what you have. You can't give more than what you have. That's not possible. You can't believe more than you believe. You can't be better than you are. But you can become better. And you can believe more by doing what you can now. That's very, very important. That's a very, very important principle that a lot of people just don't understand. That's why people fall into despair. That's why people fall into deep depression, despondency. Because all they can give God is what they have. That's all you can do. So let's see what this man could give God. This man could give God belief, but not full belief, not perfect belief. He's sort of in the middle of these three healings that I'm thinking of. So the first one that is perfect is this. A man who's ostensibly a pagan, but really a believer, but not of the household of the Jews, but a pagan Roman soldier, but a believer, and he loved the Jewish nation, and he was benevolent to them, even though he was a Roman soldier. And he goes to the Lord and says, "My servant is sick. Would you say a word and he would be healed?" And Jesus says, "I'll go down there." And he says, "No, I'm not worthy." Well, he knew he wasn't worthy, ritually, because a Jew wouldn't go into a pagan's house. But also he wasn't worthy, just as a sinner, as a man who's a sinner. But he had such faith that he said, "All you need to do is speak a word." So that's all he asked of Jesus, speak a word. And of course Jesus did, and marveled at the faith of Cornelius, and then his servant was healed. So now this man is in the middle, this king's officer is in the middle. His son is dying, and he says, "Come down, ere my child die." He wants Jesus to come to his son and heal him. But Jesus doesn't do that. Instead, he says, "Your son liveth." And the man believed. So that's good faith. Not as perfect as Cornelius, because Cornelius didn't ask him to come. He just said, "Just say a word." But that's good faith, to accept the word of Christ immediately. And then at the sort of the bottom of the faith would be Jairus. Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. Because he begs the Lord to come heal his daughter. And the Lord comes. Jairus couldn't handle it. He couldn't believe if the Lord said, "She'll be healed now." No, he had to see with his own eyes. He needed that. That's all he could give. Cornelius could give perfect faith. Such perfect faith that the Lord spoke about it. This officers of the king, officer of the king, he could give pretty good faith because he wanted the Lord to come, but when the Lord said, "No, there's another way," he accepted it completely. And then, of course, Jairus needed the Lord to be present, needed the Lord to come to heal his daughter. So the Lord reaches us in all these different ways. We give as much as we can. Now, how does this tie into James and the other apostles? Well, they were fishermen. And this is the calling of some of the apostles because of the great catch of fish. The great catch of fish is what made them realize there's something about this man. He could be the Messiah. If there hadn't been a great catch of fish, maybe they wouldn't have left all. The Lord brought them to faith by an outstanding miracle, because they were fishermen that were very experienced. They know that wouldn't happen in the middle of the day like that, catch so many fish, so much that their net would break. That's not possible. So they had to be met. The Lord met them where they needed to be met. The Lord does that with us too. I find often in my own life, and since I know so many other people's lives, I have what they call TMI. You know what TMI is? Too much information. I have too much information. And that too much information tells me that we all suffer from sort of an all or nothing complex. When we do something bad, we magnify it above what it really is. It's just the fact that we're sinners. We need to repent of it. We need to change. And when we can't give God very much, then we feel... I'm talking about people who are trying now. The people who aren't trying, they don't give God much and they don't care. But I can't help people like that. I'm talking about people who are trying, but they just fall short. Well, so did this king's officer. So did Jairus. The apostles needed great miracles. And even in the midst of all the great miracles, raising the dead, they raised the dead. They caused the blind to see when they went out two by two. And still, when it came down to Jerusalem, the last days, they ran away. They only could give God what they had. That's it. You can't give more. But I'm really excited about that because that's all I can give God. I can't give God more good than I am. I can't do it. I can't give God more belief than I have. I can't do it. Or more humility than I have, or more meekness, or more quiet, or more love than I have. I can't do it. But if I give what I have, God will magnify it, and I'll be able to give more. It's a very important principle. See, this is something that those who are enmeshed in this all kinds of things that supposedly we care about works for salvation, that works are what make our way to heaven. That's, of course, total malarkey. Those who believe such things because of it's been pounded into their skulls since they grew up, and it's only a 500-year-old doctrine, basically. They don't understand that you do work what you can, and God adds to the work, and you have the privilege of participating in His economy. After all, the Lord is not the one who is preaching and teaching and baptizing and hearing confessions and healing. He's not doing that anymore. He told us to do it. He told the innkeeper in the parable to do it. And that's us. Not just priests and bishops and deacons, but us, everybody, to help one another and to participate in God's economy. And we do what we can. Just make sure that you do what you can. Don't do less than what you can. When we do less than what we can, we regress. We have to do as much as we can. You can never do, by definition, you can't do more than you can. Now, God, in certain circumstances, can give you supernatural abilities. Like St. Mary of Egypt. She goes out into the desert. She has two and a half loaves. She lives on those for several years, and then she just lives off plants and whatever water she can find, whatever dew on the ground, for 37 years. I mean, that's just crazy. Or 47 years, I think it was. But that was, God gave her that supernatural ability because she gave what she could and He expanded it. That's what's going to happen with you and me. That's exciting. It's very exciting. It's a beautiful gospel message. It's all over the scriptures, especially in the gospels. You see people that are not doing quite right. They're trying to do right. They're almost getting it right, but they're not getting it completely right. And God takes them where they're at and brings them higher. It's a beautiful message. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos voskrese.
Christo
ama fufuka.